Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
In this episode of the Football History Headlines, we discuss the birthdays of Baltimore Colts gridiron legends Bubba Smith and Raymond Berry, along with the facts about them and more, including Tony Gonzalez's birthday, all coming up for you in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And we are all the way to the final day of February, February 28th, in your football history headlines and some brilliant birthdays of a couple really good Baltimore Colts from the 1960s. We're going to have a great discussion on them. But first, let's go to your football history headlines. February 28th, 1931, the Canadian Rugby Union officially adopts the concept of the forward pass. That was sort of the first time that Canadian football got involved with the forward pass. If you remember, the American football adopted it officially in 1906 with some deep restrictions, and more formally to what we know as a forward pass, more like 1912. Now we're going to consider this date to be February 28th because we're really not sure. We do know it happened in February, and it was in the year 1963 that the original New York Titans AFL owner Harry Weismer runs into financial difficulties midway through the 1962 season and is forced to sell the bankrupt team in February 1963, according to the Heritage Sports Art website. The AFL itself runs the franchise from November 1962 until the conclusion of the 62 season, when it's bought by a group of five spearheaded by Sonny Werblin for $1 million. Now, February 28, 2001, NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue is named the Sports Industrialist of the Year by the Sports Business Daily. Now, remember Paul Tagliabue, he took over as commissioner for Pete Rozelle, and he had a great long tenure, went through some great things with contracts and free agency, and brought the NFL to sort of where it is today. And then he was succeeded by Roger Goodell, who is currently the NFL commissioner. Let's get to your Hall of Fame birthdays for this date. We told you we have some great ones involving the Baltimore Colts. February 28th, 1933 is our first one. Corpus Christi, Texas. The great pass-catching end from Southern Methodist University, Raymond Berry, celebrates his birth. The Baltimore Colts chose him as a futures pick in the 20th round of the 1954 NFL draft because he had only caught 33 passes at SMU. The Pro Football Hall of Fame tells us that though Berry did not have blazing speed, he honed his craft so that he was declared that he had 88 different moves to get open that he used. 88 of them. Now, Berry was quite the weapon when he was paired with Johnny Unitas with the Colts. Together, after Unitas joined the team in 1956, this pair gave the Baltimore Colts one of the greatest quarterback-to-wideout tandems of all time. Three straight times, Raymond led the league in receptions and caught a then-record 631 passes for 9,275 yards and 68 touchdowns in his 13-year career. The Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrined Raymond Berry in 1973. And now for that other Colt we were talking about. February 28, 1945, Orange, Texas. Michigan State's gigantic defensive end Bubba Smith was born. The National Football Foundation says that Smith was a two-time All-American end that learned much of his craft from his father, Willie Ray Smith, who was a high school football coach back in Texas. Bubba Smith was inducted in the College Football Hall of Fame in 1988, and Smith was the Baltimore Colts' first draft choice at the Made All-Pro. Bubba also played for the Raiders and the Oilers organizations during his NFL tenure. In the 1980s, Bubba used his enormous size to burgeon as an actor in the movies on TV, most notably in the Police Academy movie series. Now, isn't it interesting that both of these gentlemen, Raymond Berry and Bubba Smith, both were born in the state of Texas and both went on to play for the Baltimore Colts. Bubba Smith was the number one pick in the 1967 draft, I believe it was. And, you know, we have a great story where Bubba is involved with. We're going to be airing just a couple days from now on March 3rd, where we are going to be talking to a young lady whose father got his chance in college football because of Bubba Smith. And I think that you'll find that extremely interesting. So make sure you stay tuned for that 2 days from now with a great interview I had with a young lady that wrote a book. And I'm not going to reveal who her father was because that's part of the specialty of this great podcast we're going to be having in her story. I want you to hear it right from her. Let's get back to your Hall of Fame birthdays for this February 28th, though. In 1976 on this date, the stalwart tight end from the University of California, Tony Gonzalez, was born. And Tony was a 13th overall pick in the 1997 NFL draft by the Kansas City Chiefs. The Pro Football Hall of Fame tells us how he was an impact player right from the onset. In his 17-year career, he never caught less than 59 passes in a season. Very productive. He played for KC for many seasons and then was traded to the Atlanta Falcons. His 1,325 pass receptions ranked as the second most in NFL history when he retired, and he still has the record of 16 consecutive seasons of over 50 receptions in a season. Tony Gonzalez received his gold jacket and posed for his bronze bust in Canton in the year 2019. And we also want to mention a special happy birthday to our IT and the guy that really makes this engine run on PigskinDispatch.com, SportsJerseyDispatch.com, and OrvilleMulligan.com. Bill Noble keeps the train rolling each and every day behind the scenes of work. We couldn't be doing this each and every day if it were not for Bill. So a very happy birthday to you, sir. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining the cause and listening to the podcast every day. And those of you going to the Pigskin Dispatch website and Sports Jersey Dispatch website, we thank you for that too. Your patronage and your support and your feedback are very important to us. If you have something to say, write us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. We will answer each and every email sent to us. And if you'd like to subscribe, well, take a look. We've got some subscribe buttons both on the show notes of this podcast and on all of our websites. You can subscribe, have an email newsletter each and every morning just before 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern time, and to tell you what's going on all of our sites, all of our podcasts, and including what's happening on the sportshistorynetwork.com, where we and over two dozen other podcasts are on there bringing us great sports history, the headquarters of sports yesteryear. I think you'll enjoy that too. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. We're taking a peek over at the chains and the down marker. It's fourth and long. We're going to have to punt the ball and get on out of here, but we'll have another series tomorrow for your football history headlines, so be sure to tune in. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. PigskinDispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, it's found right here on the Sports History Network.